you're still here. You're here. Why? I mean, obviously you are working. You're not working. You're waiting for me. Me? Why? I mean, bollocks. I mean, I am busy. So busy. I am wearing my coat. I was struggling to come up with an excuse for that. Just give me a second. Not that I was meant to say that bit out loud. I am definitely not avoiding you. That was not too convincing. That was the opposite of convincing. Yay! I was avoiding you just because, just because I don't want to talk about what happened last night. I really, really don't want to talk about what happened last night. Not that anything happened. I mean, last night was just D&D. Just D&D. Just. Emphasis on the just. I mean, just D&D. And that means that I was, that. So I guess we're going to talk about it. We're going to have a discussion like grown-ups, like adults, because I am definitely an adult. Sometimes. Oh no, do we have to? Can I just apologize? Can I just say I'm really, really sorry? I am so sorry because I am sorry. I am so sorry. I am just so sorry. I am genuinely, sincerely sorry. I cannot tell you how sorry I am, but I'm going to try because I'm sorry. I am. I'm not laughing because I'm not sorry. I'm laughing because I am sorry. That's how sorry I am. I am. Sorry. You know I'm sorry. So that's great. That's great. That means we can go. Oh. You want to know why? You want to know why I did that? Why I did that and then did all the other stuff? And, I did it because I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Okay. Yes. I totally have a reason. It was my first time playing D&D and I didn't know how to play, Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. That wasn't my first time playing D&D because I've been your dungeon master for 2 years. So I play D&D, obviously, but it was my first time playing as a player. Yes, that's great. Excuse. That's not an excuse. I mean, bollocks. I am. No. Don't do that. Don't give me an out. Don't be you. I mean, yes, be you, but don't right now. Because I was that player. But not right now. Don't be you right now. Because I do not deserve that. I do not deserve that. Because last night I was awful. I was a nightmare. I was that player. That player. The awful player that no one wants to game with. I was that. I was they. Okay. So. The real reason I did it. The real reason I decided to kill the sorceress who was hiring us to. Oh, bollocks. So, I have a reason. It's just not a good one. I am. I'm so angry with myself. I'm so annoyed with myself because I ruined it. And I was so looking forward to last night. I was just so excited. I was actually going to get to roleplay. I mean, actually roleplay. And I don't really get to do that anymore. Not as a DM. You don't. It's different. I mean, I love it. I really love it. But it's just so... It's just... There's a freedom in being a player character that you don't have as a DM. You don't have to be five steps ahead. You don't have to be overthinking everything. You don't... I was really looking forward to it, and then I ruined it. And, bollocks, I am. I do have a reason, but it's not a good one. It's just, yesterday was not a great day. No. I wasn't stressed. I mean, I was, but I can handle the stress. I'm used to the stress. D&D is how I de-stress. And, Yesterday was Emma. Emma. It was Emma. It was... I tried to be professional, and it's... It's hard. It's so hard because I want to be unprofessional. That sounds very questionable. And see, this is a problem. I try to keep it professional. But Emma. Yes, I know I wasn't working with Emma. You were working with Emma. And that was the problem. You were working with Emma. And Emma likes you. Emma really likes you. And she's not shy about making it known. She. I mean, that's not bad. It's not bad to be confident. I wish I was confident. I wish I was more like Emma. And I wish I had never said that. Please tell no one I said that. Please. I would never live it down. But it's still true. I wish I was more like Emma. Because Emma likes you. And she has made damn sure that you know that she likes you. And that... Oh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. But I am just too fucking terrified to do that. Yesterday I had to sit and watch as she worked with you and flirted with you and smiled at you. And I just... I got so jealous. Jealous. I was jealous of Emma. And that hurts to admit. That really stings. Oh, I hate this. It's not the reason. It's not the reason. It's just a contributing factor. I was jealous all day. I was jealous and I couldn't say anything. I couldn't show it. I just had to be professional because that is what I do. Because I'm just too scared to tell you how I feel. And... I was really looking forward to D&D because no Emma, no flirting, no competition. There's no competition. Not that it actually is a competition because I'm not even competing. I'm too chicken to compete. But D&D was just going to be, it's going to be D&D. And I love D&D. I love D&D. And then the sorceress was... flirty, just so flirty, and I get it. You're a paladin. You are this sexy paladin, and oh, yes, I get it. I really get it. Believe me, and that didn't help. That didn't help. That really, really didn't help because all I saw was someone flirting with you. Well, not you, but with you because. Your character is you, sort of. Not really. I mean, my character is me, but not me, because I'm not a half-orc. too short. I was just sick of it. I was so sick of it. But not for the reason you think. I mean, yes, for the reason you think. I was jealous. I was jealous of a sorceress in a D&D campaign. But also, I was jealous because I want to flirt with you. I want to be all flirty and flirtatious, and that's the same fucking word. It's just, I want that. I want that so bad, but I don't because I'm scared. I'm terrified because we're friends. We are friends, and I really value that. I appreciate. Why did I say appreciate? That's just, that doesn't even touch how I feel about you. I appreciate you. I mean, I do, but I really, it's so much more than that. I there is a word, but I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it because it's the only word that encompasses everything. It's just, I love you. I love you so much. And I was just so sick of it. I was so sick of everything. So I just decided to kill her. And I was very lucky with my dice rolls. And yes. I ruined the whole campaign. I ruined the whole campaign because I killed the sorceress, and that, that was awful. I know. It's just, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's just yesterday was a bit too much because I just love you so much. I love you. I am so in love. But too chicken shit to admit it. Yeah, I know I'm admitting it now, but it doesn't count. It doesn't count because this is not flirty. This is awkward and sort of cringe and very uncomfortable. Just so uncomfortable. I am not having fun. You're having fun because you're smiling and I love your smile. Wow. Now I can't stop saying it. It's a little bit insidious. I don't want to say again, but I am going to say because I have no other words apart from I love you. You have a thing for half-orcs? Okay. So what? I guess a paladin could be in a relationship with a half orc barbarian. What are you doing? What is this? What? This is you declaring your love through the medium of D&D. Sorry, no. No. Yes. Oh my fuck, you're serious. You're serious. Okay. Really? Really? I just to clarify, in the campaign, us, our character, characters and us in real life. You've always spoken to the DM. Oh. You do realize that's like a proposal to sorry? What did you just say? No. No, you said something. No, it wasn't that we should get pizza, although we should get pizza because, Okay, let's just get pizza. Let's just get pizza, and I will totally ignore what you just said, even though I heard you say that. But we're going to get pizza, and it's going to be a date? It's going to be a date. Should I do a skill check? I don't know what skill. It's just, I feel like this is something I would normally roll dice for. Okay, I'll get my coat. I'm wearing my coat. I'm ready. I am ready to go. I am ready to date. date, so that's gonna date. No, see, I'm thinking like a DM. And it's just, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is really what I want. And I am just, I can't believe I'm getting what I want. No dice rolls, no skill checks, just us on a date with pizza and. Okay, let's go on a date and I will stop thinking like a DM and start thinking like a girlfriend. Sorry, that was presumptuous. It's not presumptuous. Girlfriend. I really should do a skill check for this. I really, really should. Of course I've got dice. I've always got dice. I'm a DM. Okay, it's not that funny. It's not that funny. Okay, it kind of is, but You know what? Here. My dice. Take my dice. Take them. No, you can't keep them. No, those are mine. Like, those are mine. I did not give them to you. I mean, I did. Dice are the D&D equivalent of a hoodie. Oh, that's bollocks. That's absolute bollocks. No! Bollocks. Bollocks. That's bollocks. Oh, wow. Okay, you know what? Fine. You can keep them. You can keep my best dice, my favorite dice. Those are my DM dice, and you can keep them. You can keep them, and I will just take your hoodie. What do you mean, okay? Oh, my fuck. I'm your girlfriend. I'm your girlfriend. Bollocks. Stop laughing.